Love it.
Not yet. I had to do that one in a step down because there's some high notes.
Right. Very, very good.
Thank you, sir.
How's Typhoid Mary doing?
Doing good. It's hard to have to leave them.
You gotta
but
leave
I gotta
them.
Do what I gotta do. I yeah.
You, maybe you said that and it didn't really
no,
sink
I,
in.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta leave. That's you know, it's too bad, but because it's really fun to play with them. But I might be back in the spring. And
are they from around here? Why do you gotta leave them?
Well, they're a Providence band.
Right.
And I'm traveling in a couple weeks, so.
Oh, okay.
So, but they're going to be working on new songs. We just played a show down in Middletown, Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we've been playing shows all year. We've got two albums out, Heads for Breakfast, and then Second Breakfast.
Let's see what I have in here. Do you want me to play one of those now?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know Izzy would be stoked.
Yeah.
Izzy, Jim, and Mark.
Or do you want me to wait till we're done with your segment?
Up to you.
I mean, it is
mix
still
it, up.
It is still part of your segment. Tell us what you do on what song would you like to hear? I have
Oh, can you do Asymptomatic?
I have Heads for Breakfast.
Yeah. Do you have Second Breakfast? Oh, you don't have that album, do
no.
you?
No. Just Heads for Breakfast EP.
Yeah, play one off of that. I'm the drummer in this band.
Dude Don't Fall?
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a catchy one.
So you're drumming.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Backup singing? Or?
We recorded this one by ourselves. Yeah, I think I'm singing backups on this one, yep.
Uh-huh. You got a great voice. I love it. 91.5 WMF. Let's hear a little drumming by Eddie Emerson, and we'll be back with him. You're going to do a couple more songs for us, correct?
Yes.
Live here in the studio, and here's Typhoid Mary, one of his bands. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Do it.
Just. Oh, okay. I got to play it. No, I got this. We start this all up. Oh, my crying out loud. I had it all mixed. It's all mixed up. It's all jumbled up. I don't know why that's not coming up. Here we go. Don't fall, dude. We decided on.
Dude.
Here we go. Typhoid Mary. Take two.
She doesn't
volume too. If I ever blast your ears out, that's your volume right there for your headphones. I'll take care of the rest. There's some Typhoid Mary featuring our good friend Eddie Emerson hanging out with me today.
Brian, it's a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. So glad, you know, the best thing about the Thigh Scrapers getting that Worcester gig, what was it, a year ago?
About that, yeah.
Was meeting you.
You know? I'd have to say the same.
Well, thank you very much.
And also the sound was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought we sounded great, but it was like there were like 10 people there and they were outside having a cigarette.
Yeah.
nobody knows what they're missing.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well, the past couple shows we had were awesome.
Yeah, it depends on the time.
Yeah, we did Middle East up.
Oh, sick.
And it was over half full, I'd say. Well, you know, it's a big room.
Nice, that's pretty good. Yeah, we played, Typhoid Mary played a show at the Middle East like a year ago on a Wednesday.
I'm talking up, by the way.
Yeah. And there was nobody there because it was a Wednesday.
We did it on a Wednesday. I didn't expect anyone to be there. And you know what else? The queers were playing downstairs.
All right.
I kept going, those queers downstairs ruin everything. It's a band name before we get phone calls. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Work with what you got.
No, but we ended up doing good. I wonder if they had as many people as us down there.
Probably not.
Maybe not. What I was figuring with them being downstairs, I'm like, maybe we'll get the spillover from them. And it's funny, we actually like them so much, we used to cover one of their songs. I met her at the Rat.
That's sick. And they were playing the same venue as them.
I was going, let's do it. And the other guys weren't into it. I'm like, I think it would be great for like people who couldn't get a ticket for that show or somehow ended up at our show and we're doing one of their songs. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would. It'd be an honor for them.
That's the way I looked at it. My guitarist Jimmy goes, that's in bad taste. I'm like, what do you mean? We learned their song? Of course we like them. It's not bad taste. That's great.
No.
Oh. Well, is there another one? Did you want to do Alachua County Jail?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
All right, let me get my notes
here. Alachua County Jail.
Alachua.
If you're going to sing backups.
Well, I was just going to sing those parts, right?
Yeah.
Hold on for 40 days.
Out. Yeah, help me out with it.
All right.
I'll go.
Let me get a little water.
This is a song me and the late, great Kelly Brannon wrote together.
Rest in peace, Kelly. Well, we don't even know for sure, right? She's missing.
That's correct.
We won't get into that, right? Eddie Emerson on 91.5 MFO. La, da, 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 da. Da, da.
Without proving anything, you do more bad than good. You're fucking up our neighborhood.
Sadie Darnell
and the county commissioner. Incompetence prevails at Alachua County Jail.
Nobody knows a thing, but they think they can.
Justice fails.
Hold us for 40 days.
The poor man pays. Correctional officer, you don't correct the thing.
Hand on your hips,
creepy sick grin.
Oh, I have the wrong one. Creepy sick grin.
Alachua County Jail with your private profit bills. Hold us for 40 days without proving anything. Not fooling anyone.
Did we miss the Land of Afraid line?
Oh, yeah. One more line.
land of the free. If you've got the money,
land of the afraid.
So we got the guns.
Yeah. So we got the guns. That's right.
That's about how I thought that'd go.
We didn't rehearse at all. Yeah. I think we should actually try that, like, record a good one. If you'd have me, I might just be a bother. Eddie, can I sit with you?
That one goes out to Kelly Brannon.
Kelly.
So let's Kelly, do another
Kelly,
song.
Huh? I got a song about Kelly, too. Kelly, 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 Kelly.
I love it.
That's beautiful. From an old Cheers episode when he was singing his girlfriend Kelly.
That is beautiful.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm hanging out with Eddie Emerson. Going solo these days. Where are you heading off to next, Eddie?
It's a good question.
You don't know yet.
No, I'm going to go south, probably down towards Mobile, Alabama, or New Orleans, and see if
I've been to both.
Anything works out there, and then I might head west after that. I'd like to get that western feel back, a whole different feel out there. But then I'd have to drive all the way through Texas. It's quite a ride.
Don't go anywhere but the French Quarter. The rest is very dangerous. New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, I spent a few days there with Kelly Brannon on tour.
I wish I remembered the name in Mobile, Alabama, but there's one street that's like, it seems like French Quarter, New Orleans.
Mobile?
And Mobile, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there.
The rest of it seemed kind of boring, but there was this one really hopping street, so find that.
Right, yeah.
You know, like with bars right next to each other, and it reminded me of French Quarter, Bourbon Street.
Those are
know?
The places I'm going to haunt. Yeah, those are the places I'm gonna stalk with the dolphin.
Fun stuff, brother, with the dolphin.
I'll park it right on the street, and I'll have my fridge and my couch right there.
He's talking about it's his camper, the dolphin. You should call it Flipper.
Yeah, I want to get a horn where it does the dolphin call.
Yeah,
every time I pull up,
and then find you know the punk band Flipper.
Yeah,
put Flipper stickers on it. I like the band.
Yeah, I gotta personalize it.
You got one more for us, Eddie? How many more do you got?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
You want to do two more?
Sure.
Do two more.
I can't refuse.
Right. Thank you. We got time for that. Do two more.
Okay, I'll do a song called Bad Blood.
91.5 WMF. Oh, Medford.
Haven't recorded this one yet either.
It's the way of nature some of us call God. It's a wonder life lives where there is no sun. It's a wonder that there is anything at all. I've never been so down, and the world has never felt so cold. I lost my love, and to stay would have been too bold. Desperate situation, a loss I hope you never feel. Now I'm driving north, 'cause I need somewhere to heal. I'm coming home, 'cause I got nowhere else to go. I needed you to be my rock, but I dropped. Trying to tell me who I am, but that only shows that they don't want to know. My own kin will kick me when I am down. That's a lonely feeling when you're homeless and you're home. I'm leaving home because it is not the place that I hoped. I just needed some help, and you know that I can forgive, but I can never forget. around, you've all lost your way. Why I always gotta learn the hardest way? Maybe it's karma that I had to pay. 6:09 in the morning is when I came into my mind. Here comes the bad luck of my astrological sign. And it's a dirty feeling knowing and seeing for the first time the bad blood of my genealogical line. I'm leaving home because it is not the place that I hope. I just needed some help. I got some good friends in another place. I'll just go there instead.
Yeah, that film.
Yep.
Eddie Emerson hanging out with me.
Thank you, Brian.
I found him in Worcester, brought him to Medford, played the Midway. I actually didn't put that Midway show together. I was surprised you were playing with us. I was like, oh, I know this guy. This is great. And did that just happen to you? Did you see that they needed someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just by chance we...
Yeah, good old Heather Timmons, Tiny Oak Booking. She just puts up show openings and you can just get right in there.
I had the other band. I liked them so much that night here. There wasn't a big crowd, but all the music was great. What was their name?
Oh, yeah, the guys that were in like, I'm in the motherfucking groove tonight.
They did that Fair song?
Yeah, what was the name of those guys? If it's the same band you're talking about... Yeah, they're really good. One guy.
Oh
was
my god! What, I had them on the show. Diamond something.
Yeah, thank goodness for the Midway Cafe. It plays his old trusty.
I got to think of those guys. I like them. I had them on the show. I'll think of it while you're doing the next song. You got one more, don't you?
Yeah, I'll play another. Thank you again, Brian.
No problem. We'll do this. We'll say goodbye. Play your last song. But you're welcome to hang out till the end of the show. I'm going to do something called the Boston Groupie News Report.
Cool. Yeah, I'd love to.
Which like features local stuff, and I'll play some local bands.
Great.
At the end. Okay.
I got to play Turkey Vulture.
Yeah!
I wrote this when I got back from a Dollar General one time.
Don't worry, I'll get rid of that.
Well, if I died now, my soul would hit the ground and be eaten by a turkey vulture. My body dies on, but my spirit lives on in the stomach of a turkey vulture. And am I even here? Chalk it up to rough luck, sell all my stuff, but keep all of my musical gear. I am disgusted by the human race. They all see the anger on my face. And if compassion is what to practice, well today stain my day and curiosity fades. My soul needs wings. Maybe when I die, my soul will If I died now, my soul would hit the ground and be eaten by a turkey vulture. My body dies on, but my spirit lives on in the stomach of a turkey vulture. And maybe when I die, my soul will fly high like a bird in the sky. In the sky.
I'm looking at past shows. What the heck were they? I think it was the beginning of the summer. I love that. That's a great song, Turkey Vulture. Tell me the story. I mean, did you get eaten by a turkey vulture?
No. I just like turkey vultures, and there's a lot of them flying in the sky these days over our messed
farm.
Up society.
But over your farm, you mean? You see a lot of them? And for real?
Oh, yeah. You just see them. They're kind of like the dominant bird now over this country, and...
I don't even notice that.
And yeah, it's those giant blackbirds that they don't fly with any grace. They just kind of wobble up in the air.
Yeah,
it's not like a hawk.
Yeah, you think it's a hawk, but then you go, what is it? It's a retarded hawk.
Yeah, and but they clean up. They're nature's cleanup crew. They're highly necessary. And
right.
And yeah, I went to Dollar General down in Gainesville, Florida, and just felt so just dead inside after getting back from that place. And I wrote the song.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, places like that, you definitely see turkey vultures. I mean, but are you seeing them around your farm? Are they around here?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a bunch of them when I was down south. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch up here, too. I think they're a keystone species.
What does that mean? I should know, but...
It basically means that they're highly necessary for the balance of an ecosystem.
The environment.
I think that's what that means.
I'm going to look it up. Not right now.
Yeah.
You taught me something new.
The turkey vultures.
Yeah.
Not the prettiest bird, but very important.
Ugly as heck. You reminded me of when I was in elementary school, I borrowed my brother's T-shirt that I think he got at Crazy Shirts in Scituate Harbor. It hasn't been there since probably the early 80s, but place used to sell bongs and pipes way back then, you know, like it's totally illegal, but it was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
At a T-shirt store. It was basically a head shop in Scituate Harbor.
Yeah, they got them.
But Scituate Harbor, just a weird place for it. But they actually had some really funny shirts, and I remember he had this one I just grabbed and wore into school one day. It was like in the fourth grade, and then a black shirt had two vultures sitting on a tree branch, like waiting, and one of them's just saying to the other one, "Patience my ass, I'm gonna kill something." The teacher made me take it off and put it on inside out.
That's good.
I remember that.
Yeah, they don't kill. They're peaceful birds.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have remembered that shirt or anything, but the teacher stopped the class, brought me out into the hallway, and had me put it on up backwards. Up,
we can't condone birds killing small animals.
We can't condone it?
Apparently not.
I thought that's what they would do. That's how they lived.
Well, they don't kill
vultures
them.
Don't. They're vultures are scavengers. Yeah. That's the whole point of that shirt. Yeah.
Right.
Patience, man. Like he's not gonna wait anymore. He's gonna go kill something. Right.
I don't think that's an inappropriate shirt. I think that teacher overreacted.
This day and age, they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
This is the early 80s.
Yeah. Reagan era.
Yes. What were we on? Did we have one more we were going to do or no?
I'll do another tune.
Do you have it in you?
Yeah.
One more, then I got to do the Boston Groupie News Report. Okay? All right. Sounds good? Sound good? All right. Eddie Emerson on MFO. What do you got for us?
I'll do Greedy Old Lady. This might have a little, it might be topical for the election.
Here we go. Sound good? Sounds good.
Sitting at the fire, trying to keep a steady pace. Try to write a song, but the smoke keeps blowing in my face. Move along, music ain't for taking up space. Look up in the sky, trying to soothe my soul. But all I see are advertisements and a telephone pole. Let's play some rock and roll. See the greedy old lady drive off in her Mercedes. See the needy beg as they try for another baby. Baby? Drove into a ditch 25 feet underground. Drove into a ditch, had plenty of room to go around. Pick one side or the other, you've fallen for the game. Demonize the other side, you're all the bloody same. You've fallen for the game. See the greedy old lady drive off in her Mercedes. See the needy beg as they try for another baby. Baby,
great
never
job,
done
Eddie.
That one acoustic.
Oh, it's great. Everything you've done, I dig it all.
Thank you.
That's why you're here. I don't have guests I dislike.
Let's all come together as a country and fight the real enemy, shall we?
Yes, I can be friends with you even if I don't like your band.
Yes. That's what I mean.
That's exactly what you meant, right? No, I'm actually writing something along those lines. Doesn't sound like that. I'd say it's kind of Clash-like.
Ah.
I want it to sound like a cross between The Clash and Buddy Holly. You can think of that.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's rock and roll all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it simple, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do. I say we're heavily influenced by proto-punk, but this one sounds more like established punk, like something like The Clash. And, you know, reminds me of that because of the messages in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, yeah. It's a lot about life. Like, what if I just named it Life? And then I was like, sounds too pretentious.
It's a common title.
But it sounds too pretentious. Yeah, Keith Richards named his book Life. But then I'm like, how about, just so it sounds like we're not too serious, Life and Tasty Licks.
That's good. I'd listen to that.
That's our that's gonna be our upcoming song.
I click on that.
Now Jimmy's gotta make some tasty looks for this thing.
Yeah, that's a bold title.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Get it while you can. Looking up Boston Groupie News. Doing that all I can. Here it is. I'm so prepared, Eddie.
Yeah, you are.
Why was I doing this while you're singing? You know why? Because I was enjoying it.
Brian's just surfing the internet over here.
I gotta do it to get to this page. Oh, big, I know the big international pop overthrow is coming up. My mama done told me to get her some dinner. Remember that? That's a vulture from Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
So weird, it just popped in my head, but I guess it's because we were talking about vultures.
It'll happen.
It's well, like, you know, Bugs Bunny, you know?
Vultures will do that.
Didn't you like Bugs Bunny as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember the dumb vulture he would sing? He'd go, my mama done told me to get us some dinner. And they go, you know, whoever his name is, Albert, what are you doing? And he's like, he'd go, nope,
a vulture?
Won't do it. Yeah, he was a dumb vulture with a bit where he had a huge Adam's apple.
I think it's ringing a bell. I watched a lot of TV when I was a kid.
That was one of my favorites.
I gotta look it up.
91.5 WMFO. Just trying to get some stuff going underneath. There we go. For the Boston Groupie News Report. That's where I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's going on tonight. Maybe a little further out. And sometimes I even try and take a phone call. I don't know if this is going to work. It looks like it's going to work. WMFO, hello? You're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's Charlie. We just got the phone to work.
Hey, great job, Charlie. Thank you. You all set?
See you later.
Okay, thank you, man. Bye. That was Charlie, our ops guy. King of ops, Charlie. Operations. Where was I? Boston Groupie News. Okay, it's 26th, right?
That it is.
Costume Party Show, The Mischievous Masquerade with Marion Toilet in the Runs.
I love her.
Jimmy Half Dead and the Dialongs. It's a reunion. Gagger. Super Beef. Friday Night Pizza Party. It is on Saturday. No, that's actually the name of a band. Friday Night Pizza Party. And a Renegade Cartel. Look out! That's at the VFW Post, 20 Stephen Street, Peabody. Tree Beer Party.
Oh, sick.
I just met those guys a couple weeks ago. Really nice guy, Dave Tree. He gave me a bunch of swag, too.
Very good guy.
I'll play some. Maybe not today, Dave, if you're listening, but somebody remind me we got to play Tree next week for Dave Tree because he was a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a legend. Of the area. My buddy John knows him, too. He's everywhere.
Well, I didn't even know it was him. I saw them perform, but then he was working a booth selling his swag.
Yeah.
And, so I'm checking out his stuff, and I just happened to start talking to music with him. Still not knowing who he was. And he goes, I spotted you earlier. I wanted to come over and talk to you because I could tell you were like a real rock and roll.
Nice.
Oh, hey, thanks. And then I found out he's Dave Tree that I was just watching.
I didn't even realize they were local. I got my hands on one of their CDs a couple years ago, and I loved it. And I didn't even realize who they were. And then all of a sudden, they're playing a bunch of shows around here.
He gave me stuff from another band of his. I think Tree might be... And maybe a little too hardcore for me.
Yeah,
doesn't mean it's bad.
They don't pull any punches.
Yeah, it's hardcore punk. But he gave me some of his other stuff that I really liked. And I'm going to get it in the system and play it. So if anyone from Tree is listening, alert Dave Tree. I do like your stuff, especially this other band. Can't think of the name. I'll talk about it next week. Tree Beer Party. Help Tree celebrate the new Tree Beer with a live performance from Tree Inverter. That's starring guitarist Bill Bracken, who I worked with over. He was chief engineer over at WBCN. Got me the job. The band Ingrate and DJ Treeman with special guests. That's at Dorchester Brewing, 7 to 10 p.m. tonight. Also tonight, Tiger Bomb, the Cocktail Slippers, who we just saw heard on Something About the Women. Stupidity, Muck in the Myers. That's all happening at the Bayside Bowl, Portland, Maine. Gang of Four.
What?
They're back. They're at the Cut in Gloucester.
I'm a Light Rifle.
That's Wednesday. I'm sorry. Didn't tell you when it was. Those other ones, all Saturday.
Where are they playing?
The Cut in Gloucester. Gloucester.
Oh, really? Wow, I would love to see that.
Gloucester. Gloucester.
That's tonight?
Gloucester. What?
That's tonight?
No, that's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. And there's a spot to get tickets on this page.
That's awesome. I didn't know they were still going.
Just for Eddie. I had one of them on the show.
No kidding.
Yeah, Hugo. Hugo... Berman? Yeah.
Are they local?
No, they're from England.
Oh, England, yeah.
But
he
lives around here now. Hugo does.
Excellent.
So I had him on the show. He's hanging out right in one of these chairs.
Fabulous.
What else is going on? Oh, the big international pop overthrow. Thigh Scrapers were in this a few years ago. It's always a big deal happening at the Square Root. It's here! At the Square Root, 21 bands. There's Hummingbird Syndicate, Corn Ashley, Speed Fossil, Cold Expectations, Fez Tones. That's Smitty and the Fez Tones. Sal Baglio, Kelly Knapp, Girl with a Hawk. If Kelly Knapp's there, I bet Simon Ritt is too. Actually, Smitty sent me a message earlier. Let's see if he has any different information about it on his thing here. And 1 p.m. today, Brian. The message is gone! Message sent before this device was added to the conversation. This message cannot be delivered. If you're listening, Smitty, I don't have the message anymore. But anyway, yeah. Big thing going on this week. Like I said, Wednesday through Saturday, October 3rd through 2024. You can check the Facebook page for all bands, times, tickets. Again, it's Humbird Syndicate, Smitty and the Fezstones, Corin Ashley, Speed Fossil, Cold Expectations, Sal Baglio, Kelly Knapp. I'm wondering if Simon Ritt is with that, too. Maybe I should look at this page they got here, huh? He's a good friend of mine. Da da la da 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 da. Oh, there's so much stuff here. Just go to it yourself. Go to bostongroupienews.com and you can find everything about it. Then we go into November. Is next Friday November 1st? It's got to be. Next Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. Next Friday, Coffin Salesman record release with Motel Black, Seder, Squally Green Thumb. That sounds like right up your alley.
Yeah. I'll, yeah.
That's at Faces in Malden Friday. There's all sorts of other stuff here you can look at, including pages for those things I mentioned, so you can get the deep details. It's all happening on bostongroupienews.com. Now I gotta find something to go with it. Smitty is the man who has it. Now, I've been talking about this for a little bit. So, Simon, the guy we were just talking about, Simon Ritt, he sent me, guys giving me a bad name, too. Chris Young. Have you heard of this guy?
Yeah, I think I heard of him.
He's a country western star, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
And he basically just took Rebel Rebel, the Bowie song, and sang country music over it. Oh my God, it kills me. It kills me. But Smitty has something that he's got kind of a tribute for it. Just gonna find it. Here we go, Smitty. Here we go.
On two.
I didn't know I got that count. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
You got your mother in a whirl, not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's all right. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. You like me and I like it all. You love dancing and we look divine. You love bands when they play it hard. You want more and you want it fast. They put you down, they say I'm wrong. You tack a thing, you put them on. I love you. got your mother in a whirl. Not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Hey babe, your hair's alright. Hey babe, let's stay out tonight. Stay out tonight.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
It's all about fucker, you owe.
Give no shit about all you thugs. Got a plan, but you understand. Come on, bow for Japan. You think we got what it takes? Bulldoze aside the fight. Bow for Japan. You think we got no fucking heart? Feelers by now is gonna fucking tear you apart. So what's the matter with your senses? Rattle, rattle. Just like the weak in mind. Never gonna see the matter. No, they scatter. It's like they're all grasping for the wrong fucking ring. That's why we think fuck, man. Forget things. Look up at the way we all go sing. Gunning for ya. Got a plan set in stone. Not alone. That's why we lock fucking low. Bow for Japan. Don't let me go. What a day. Who knows our side of. That's when I broke a mirror, and good luck came to me no more. Gray clouds came today. Ooh, that's a bad omen. A black cat crossed my way. Ooh, that's a real bad omen. If you hear a strange noise, well, everything is good. There's no need to be alarmed. It's just me knocking on wood.
to me. You say to me, don't be such a drag. I drive a wreck, but you're in a jail. How can you tell me how good things are? Never happened to me.